It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up here, and I'm very excited to talk to Sam Panionovich, who is on the line. He covered the NBA draft. We were talking about this. I mean, this, of course, a big blockbuster tonight. If you are at all a Bulls fan and you have been sleeping all evening, you are going to be surprised at the news that Sam's about to tell you. Jimmy Butler, no longer in town.
Wait, what?
What?
No, you're right. Yeah, Jimmy Butler is he's gone. He's been traded. He is now a Minnesota Timberwolf. He is property of Tom Thibodeau up in the Great White North. I'm imagining he's going to bring a lot more coats and hats and gloves, but he has been dealt to Minnesota along with the 16th pick. The Bulls got back Chris Dunn, Zach LaVine, and the number 7 pick, which ended up being Lauri Markkanen, who's a small forward, power forward out of Arizona.
A young team. Let's talk about what we give up. Jimmy Butler, a superstar, a max superstar, who really can build a team around. The Chicago Bulls decide not to. Where does Jimmy Butler stand in the NBA going to the Minnesota Timberwolves? I mean, has he become the star of that squad?
Well, they're going to be fun to watch. I don't know if you have league pass, but you may want to get it now because Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, and Jimmy Butler are all going to be on the same team. Those are three electric, athletic players. They'll be fun to watch. But, I mean, from the Bulls side of things, this tells me, J.K., plain and simple, the Bulls just would not commit to Jimmy Butler as a franchise player. Now, maybe they didn't think he was good enough. Maybe they didn't want to pay him, you know, $200 million, which he could make if he becomes an All-NBA player again. But this is a commitment to a plan. It was either rebuild or it was built on Jimmy, and they made their answer pretty clear. They dealt him, and they're going to get young. You bring in a 22-year-old guy, a 23-year-old guy, a 19-year-old guy. Dwayne Wade will be gone after next season. Rajon Rondo will be gone, if not this season, next season. So this is a full-out rebuild for the Chicago Bulls.
I guess it's good. The positive I would say about Jimmy Butler is that when Jimmy Butler has been the man in Chicago, that's come with a lot of drama and strife, especially in the locker room, whether it be calling out the coach or Instagram shade that we saw last year. I mean, does this take care of that? I mean, does that play at all in the factor that the Bulls just sort of want to move on from that kind of personality?
Well, in two straight off seasons, they've gotten rid of the Derrick Rose headache. Now, granted, that was more Rose's camp than anything else. So you got rid of Derrick Rose last offseason. This offseason, you get rid of Jimmy Butler. And there was some blows between Butler and Joakim Noah. Famously, Jimmy called out his first-year head coach, Fred Hoiberg, after about 25 games. So Jimmy was very vocal. He was very, you know, want to win now. And unfortunately, the Bulls roster just wasn't aligned with enough talent to do that. They couldn't build around him properly. The swings and misses, you talk about the Doug McDermott with Nico Mirotić, with all these shooters that were supposed to come in and make threes off of passes from Jimmy Butler, they just never worked out. I mean, Jimmy's a hardworking player. He was the 30th pick back in 2011. He worked his way all the way up into an all-star in the league. You can't say enough about that. Yeah. But there were some things that Jimmy didn't like here that he was vocal about, and I don't think that was the deciding factor. I just honestly think that Jerry Reinsdorf, John Paxson, namely, I mean, this is a John Paxson move. This isn't a Gar Foreman move. This is a changing of the guard in Chicago.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about what we got in return. I mean, we get a lot of young players that you mentioned. Not just we'll go through them right now. I mean, interesting haul. I mean, Zach LaVine is an up and coming, could be a superstar. They like him. Both lottery picks, Chris Dunn, right? Both of these kids, factored into some form in Minnesota. They just didn't work out, or there were something because they got Jimmy Butler in return. What do we get with the Bulls?
So Zach LaVine, you're going to get a super playmaker. He's very athletic, runs the floor. He gets from the three-point line of the rim in like a split second. Very high above the rim player. He's won dunk contests in the past. He's a scorer, and many scouts feel that if he's the number one guy going forward for any team, he can score 25 points a game. Now, defensively, he'll have to buy in, but with the athleticism, it sort of plays into everything. He's going to get out on the wing. He's going to do a lot of good things. Chris Dunn, it's tough to tell. Scouts love him as well, but as you know, he played for Tom Thibodeau last year, and rookies don't play. Even Jimmy Butler, when he was a rookie in Chicago, he didn't play under Tom Thibodeau. But there's this belief that Chris Dunn can morph into a starting guard and be very good for a long time. And then with Markkanen, he's a 7-footer. He's a European guy out of Finland, shoots a lot of threes. He set a record for the most threes made by a 7-footer in college. I think it was 69 or 70 threes last year. So he's going to be putting shots up, and that's what this offense is. I think for Fred Hoiberg, his job is safe as well. They're trying to get more athletic guys that can push the pace, and they want to space it out and get guys that can knock down shots. And they feel all three guys they got back can do that.
Now, it's a rebuilding year. We get it. The issue, though, right now is, I think, with the trade that they made for Taj Gibson and McDermott, they got Cameron Payne in return. They've got Rajon Rondo still, Isaiah Cannon, Jaren Grant. They have 5 point guards. How do you see this roster shaking out? When it's a rebuild, are you going to see some familiar faces not make the roster?
I think Isaiah Cannon's gone. It's been reported that Michael Carter Williams, another point guard, will not be.
Forgot about him. Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, there were so many, right? I mean, Jesus, there were 8 million point guards, and they all played Chicago last year. I think everybody should pretty much be ready to go. I mean, if you're not at training camp coming up here in August and you're not ready to go, you won't make this team, because they've just shown you, if it's not evident now more than ever, that they just traded their best player. Nobody's job is safe. I mean, you look at the guys like LaVine and Dunn, obviously they're safe. They're going to protect Markkanen, who they just drafted. But bullseye right now, Bobby Portis, what do you got? Denzel Valentine, what do you got? Do you want to be here? Can you put in the work? Can you make up the time and earn your way into this rotation? Because right now, it's like the tree is coming down. It's like the old Cubs rebuild. We're going to cut this tree down, and a couple of branches we'll hold on to, but we have no promises to a lot of these players.
Sam, the biggest question, and this is the hardest part, is that, we had a conversation about free agents and who might come here. With Jimmy Butler being shipped out, and it's obvious that the Bulls are partaking in a rebuild and there's no real chance to win this year, can we expect that we will strike out in free agency?
I don't think there is any plan to bring in big-name guys. I mean, you're past that now. We had joked about the possibility if they kept Jimmy and they bring Wade back, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, but this is full-scale rebuild. This is allocate young talent, young, more athletic. They talked about it a couple years ago. We didn't see that really in last offseason, but this is a youth movement. Like it or not, this team is not going to be good next year. They're not going to make the playoffs, and it could be a while. It could be a drought for Chicago, but they're starting it the right way, and like I said earlier, like I said on Twitter, you should be happy as a Bulls fan that the team picked a lane. Pick a lane and stick with it.
There you go. Sam Panionovich covering the NBA draft tonight for WTN Radio. You're also covering the NHL draft tomorrow as well. You got a big weekend ahead of you. Sam, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
You got it.